Hey, and welcome to the podcast that shall not be named. Episode 425 for 10 June 2024. This one's going to be as what you hear is what you get episode. I'm really out of practice. Not that I haven't tried. And Jason, just to show you, yes, I do listen. I can't listen right now to every episode of everybody's podcast, but I do try. I'll get into that in a bit. But, wow, I looked back at my logs, and the last episode I got out was CANDOP, December 1st, 2023. Yeah, well, a lot's been going on. I have been trying. I certainly have been trying. Starting with about mid-January at my neurological concussion follow-up appointment with my doctor. At that point, I was given a written work permit to work up to 12 hours a week, as in 7 days of a week, to start doing it then. And quite frankly, that was and still is a very hard task for me. I want to be as busy as possible. But boy, I'm wiped with a surprisingly small amount of effort. It's now early June, and I am up to 20 hours in a 7 day period. I can't always make that. I do try, but even the process of driving down the road and doing things that everybody takes for granted at this point takes a lot out of me. I really have to concentrate hard to be a safe driver. I mean, I am a safe driver, but it takes a lot more effort now than it used to. Hopefully that will all settle down. And during this whole process in the last almost 7 months since I did an episode, I've been picking up activity, but as I do so, I am absolutely wiped at the end of the day. So it's 10 to noon right now. I've taken care of a couple of small chores this morning. And I am up on the west side of Brockway. I was going to be on the Copper Harbor Overlook, for those that have seen pictures of that in the past, where you can see the entire town, the harbor, and Lake Fanny Ho all in one spot. I hear a mosquito in the microphone. Let's see if I get it. Yep, I think I got it. But they're building a new mountain bike trail nearby, and I had the wonderful sound of an excavator taking down trees and paths. I hope they're doing it carefully, but not the place where I wanted to do an episode. So I am about a third of the way up the mountain. I can see the bend in Lake Fanny Ho where our cabin is. Can't see the cabin from here. Actually, it's very difficult to even see our cabin from Lake Fanny Ho. Although there isn't that much in the way between the lake and our cabin, but we call it the one-way wall of trees, one-way mirror of trees between our cabin and the lake. We can see out just fine, but unless you know exactly where you're looking, you can't see our cabin from the lake, and we like it that way. So, where are things? Well, as I said, I'm up to 20 hours a week of work. Some weeks I push that a little bit. And there have been weeks where, after I pushed it, I had to take the entire week off to regroup. Next orthopedic follow-up is going to be the 5th of August, which is going to be 1 day before the 1 year anniversary of my accident. Yeah, it's been over 10 months. Wow. Quite frankly, I don't remember a lot of that, so that's probably just as well. I'm driving solo. I wasn't as of the last time I put out an episode. I didn't start driving again until January 1st after they had cleared my vision with the ophthalmologist, that is, that I was legal and safe to drive. So I've been driving since January 1st. Distance is kind of limited. I rarely leave the island, and if I do, it's just into Houghton on the other side of the bridge. Beyond that, it's I just get too tired. So if I go further than that, Mrs. Virtual Youper comes along with as well. Nice thing about the island is that there aren't too many places that I'm very far from either a duty station where I can go and rest for a while if I need to. I have never needed to do it. But there have been several times where I just pulled over on the side of the road and went to sleep for a while before coming the rest of the way home. So, dealing with things. I am not allowed to climb ladders or be up on a roof. And from my balance standpoint, that is prudent. My balance still isn't really good. My depth perception is sufficient for driving and getting around okay. But I do have some issues at times with depth perception as well. Isn't this all wonderful news? Hey, the good news is I'm still here. And I'm talking to you now. And I'm solo in the truck. And I'm getting through my days. But it's rare that I put in more than four hours in a day. Some days I do. But generally 4 hours of decent work where I'm actually concentrating and solving problems. And if there's something physical to do, I have to arrange to have a technician there to do the climbing for me or do the physical work. I can do groundwork okay. But after that, I'm generally pretty done. A lot of times I'm in bed between 8 and 9 o'clock at night and sleep pretty much through the night, which is very unlike me, especially for those that remember the late night QRM days. A 4 or 5 hour day for me is like a 48-hour shift on the ambulance as far as how tired I am at the end of that, if it gives you any perspective. I am working hard to get my paramedic license back. It expired during the time I wasn't even up on... I think I might have been up on a walker at that point, but somewhere between the time I was in a wheelchair and transitioning to a walker, my paramedic license expired. And I wasn't cleared with the concussion to even do any online work at all to renew my license until January, which was long past the grace period of my license. So I'm in the process of working to get that back on a legal standpoint anyhow. As a matter of fact, this afternoon I'm driving to town to take a test. And then I will be down to 1 credit hour in order to be able to reapply for my license. Now, that's just to reapply for the license. This legally gives me my license back. Then I need to go back and recomplete the advanced cardiac life support and pediatric advanced life support courses. That'll take me probably a month. And then even after all of that, the doctors are requiring a neuropsychiatric exam, which will not happen until October 31st. Just to get a functional status of where I'm at with things. And I do want that. I want to know that I'm actually clear and certified to be out on the rig. I won't be doing regular shifts anymore. For good. I'm done with that. Sure, I can't handle that, but I know I can handle, at least I'm hoping I'll be able to handle the occasional run from the harbor, as there still isn't another paramedic within 35 miles a year. So, even along those lines, there have been a couple calls I've made, and as our local county sheriff, who also is in charge of first responders up here, just says, well, you're just a really, really well-educated Good Samaritan, Mike, and we're glad to have you on board anytime you're around. And yes, I have responded to some calls when nobody else is available, but I don't have a rig and I don't have medications. Still, there are things you can do. So, moving along. Again, I told you, this is what you hear is what you get episode. What else is going on? So, yeah, working on getting at least the license back, whether I get clearance to go back on the rig or not, that may not happen officially until the end of October. And, as of the last x-ray, my left leg still hadn't fully mended. It was shattered pretty good in a compound tib-fib fracture, so it was an open fracture. And everything's pretty much held together by titanium plates inside the leg there. I am able to, at this point, I'm able to walk and hike. I do roughly probably 5 kilometers a day, maybe a little more, broken up over 2 walks. I can do a little bit over 2 kilometers at a time before it just gets too painful and tiring to walk. It does hurt to walk, hurts to stand. Sometimes it just hurts to sit, but I have the strength and flexibility back. The one thing I may be doing professionally in the future, if I get a chance to, but that's pending all the clearings from doctors this year, is I may go back to tower work if the left leg heals strong enough. And doctors are dead set against me ever being on a ladder or roof again, and there are just too many risks involved if something goes wrong. But as I explained, and they looked at me kind of like in horror when I said, well, you know, I kind of like to get back to tower work. And they're like, what? And I said, well, you know, with an OSHA harness and all the safety lines and procedures that go along with it, you literally can go unconscious on a tower and just sit there and sit in the seat for a while and not go anywhere. It's not like I'm going to fall. And even Mrs. Virtual Youper is open to that idea again, as long as I get clearance from the doctors. But as I said, it's going to be a while before I hear on that. But as I said, at least professionally, as far as climbing and roofs, I'm done, which is, that's a big crimp in my style. I normally did 5 to 6 climbs a day as part of my function doing the microwave workout here. And it's tough to find field people to do the work for me, but we're working on it. We're working on it. The company has been fantastic about it. They're doing everything they can to support us, as is the harbor. So it's a day-by-day thing. So what else? Still active in the fire department, but again, no ladders. I'm more a ground safety crew at this point, but I'm okay with that. And I'm just, give me a second. I'm going to pause for a second, collect my thoughts. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. So what else? Well, my sense of taste has not returned to normal yet. Of course, after 10 months, starting to wonder what I'm missing and what I'm not. But I can tell that, like, some curries that I still make for the family, I have almost no taste of. I can feel the heat. And I just rely on the feedback from my family and whether I got the recipe right or not. So I'm spending much more time taking notes, very accurate notes of everything I'm doing, so I know to do it again or what not to do again. Still enjoy cooking. It's just a bit of more of a challenge at this point. Although it is causing me to branch out into new and different recipes because I'm looking for things that I can taste. Especially when I'm trying new things, I'm never going to be sure that I'm tasting what everybody else is tasting, but as long as it tastes okay to me, I'm fine. So that's kind of what's going on. I'm hoping to make it to MMPR this summer, but I really, really miss the podcasting crew, but I won't be making any trips solo for, you know, who knows how long. So I have to see if Mrs. Virtual Youper is available to help me drive, even if it's just getting to Sault Ste. Marie. That trip is well out of my reach right now. So I've said it numerous times this podcast. It's a day at a time. I'll try to get back into regular podcasting again. And see if I can improve on the quality of the content. Miss you all. Hope you're having a great day. It is a beautiful day in the Key One out here. It's probably in the low 50s Fahrenheit. And light clouds in the sky, enough wind to keep the bugs away. We're not done with the black fly season yet. I think that's going to be on schedule to go away by the 4th of July like it traditionally used to be. The vacationing season up here for people that are in the know generally is from the 4th of July through Labor Day. That's the black fly free time of year. It's best weather. I've never had, well, I shouldn't say I've never, but not since we've lived here. I don't let black flies get in the way of my daily duties. I do have something called a bug baffler that is actually a product There are lots of bug suits out there. I find the Bug Baffler to be by far the best available. You can find them online at bugbaffler.com. They are not cheap, and they are worth every penny. I had one Bug Baffler suit that I think was 25 years old last year. Still quite functional, and I wound up giving that to a coworker at Pasty, because it was specifically, this is before my accident, but it was a pretty specifically bad beginning of the year for black flies. And he's been up here in construction work and everything else for years, but he even said, yep, it's time for one. So I gave him mine, because I had just ordered two new ones, one for myself and one for my youngest son, Mark, who is now a full-time ranger and with the DNR up here. I don't know if I covered that in past episodes or not. I think I might have. So he's got a suit. I've got a suit. Mrs. Virtual Youper's got a suit. And a friend of mine who was up here a couple weeks ago gave me a real fancy suit, which doesn't fit me, unfortunately. But it does fit Mrs. Virtual Youper. And that one is kind of like a rain suit with the bug flies in it and everything. So it gives you all the coverage, but it also gives you wind and rain protection, which is kind of cool. So I'm seeing a couple of shuttle caravan type vehicles heading up with mountain bikes on the back. You might hear them go by in the microphone here. Mountain biking season is in full swing as of Memorial Day. Hope they're careful out there, because we don't have a crew right now. But I'm working on fixing that. Okay, so we'll end this awkward episode, and I'll wrap this up with some old school PodSafe music. Hope you're all okay. Hope you're doing well. Miss you all. And Jason, thanks for the shout out. There may have been other ones out there I've missed, but still listening. Not planning on being done as an OG podcaster yet. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Summer, when mainstream radio was such a freaking bummer. No indie music, nothing too funny. Clear channel radio, did it for the money. But somebody heard the call, now you can have it all. I heard it on a podcast, rocking freaking radio. You want it, you got it, just download it. First computer, that piece of junk was like a freaking Roto-Rooter. Now we've got Wi-Fi, downloading files fast, listening to everyone who's ever done a podcast.